the MGM Theater of the Air. Our star this week, Margaret Sullavan. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Vice President of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, and noted writer of many Broadway and Hollywood musical hits, Mr. Howard Dietz.
Thank you. The full hour play you are about to hear on the MGM Theater of the Air is a classic of the screen. Many of you will remember Shopworn Angel when it was originally produced by Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. The star was that attractive personality of stage and screen, Margaret Sullavan. We are fortunate to have her in a personal appearance tonight, recreating the role of Daisy Heath. In just a moment now, we will hear Margaret Sullavan in Shopworn Angel, presented by the MGM Theater of the Air. Shopworn Angel is a love story, a very special love story. We see the spark of romance flicker in the early act and become a flame as the play progresses. If you want to be in love, have been in love, or merely remember it, I think you will react to the MGM Theater of the Air with Margaret Sullavan in person as Daisy Heath in Shopworn Angel. It is winter, 1942, the war years, with America well in it. Pearl Harbor must be avenged. In the east, the Japs are on the march. In the Atlantic, the battle is joined. American life takes a sudden switch. Our young men are in khaki, and the radio is alive with news broadcasts. Everybody listens. One particular listener is Martha, a lady's maid. The radio is in the ladies' Park Avenue apartment.
And as Donald Nelson takes over as production boss, and the Jap invader occupies the Philippines and moves on to Singapore, people here at home set their clocks back as the new Daylight Saving Act goes into effect.
Oh, I answered you twice already. Hush now. Is he sleeping?
President Roosevelt has written Judge Landis urging baseball as usual under the new law, suggesting the possibility of night baseball.
Oh.
This suggestion is now being considered
you
by baseball.
You know well as I do, Miss Heath was out last
question,
night with Mr. Bailey. He's got all that money in the show. You ought to make allowances. Hello? I told you Miss Heath ain't to be disturbed. Sir? I know. She said, especially if it's the man backstage at the theater. Why don't they just go on and rehearse without her? Mr. Bailey thought she had to rehearse. He wouldn't be taken out every night. And we all... Now, hush.
Answer that, will you?
I did, Miss Heath, three times. It's a theater.
I'm asleep.
I told him that. Mister... I told you three times, Miss Heath is... Yes. Yes, sir. Miss Heath?
I'm asleep.
It's a stage manager. He said he got to talk to you.
I never talk to stage managers this early in the morning.
After 11?
It's Bailey's fault I missed rehearsal. Tell him to talk to Bailey.
Yes, sir. She says to talk to Mr. Bailey. Why, will not. I wouldn't use such language. Hello? Hello? Goodness, some people ain't got no patience at all.
Martha?
Coming, Miss Heath.
Martha, did you say after 11?
Yes, Miss Heath. Oh, now you're awake, I'll pull up the shade and let in some sunshine.
I had a rehearsal this morning.
Yes, that's what the man said, over and over.
10:30, and now it's... Oh, well, give me a cigarette, will you?
You missed the newscast, too.
I hate newscasts. Have they taken Singapore yet?
It's awful close, Miss Heath.
I almost went to Singapore once. Think of that. Do I look as bad as I feel?
You look all right, considering.
Considering what?
Here's your comb. Considering you weren't home when I came in, and that was after 4.
What were you doing out so... Ooh, ouch, he snores. What were you doing out so late?
My gentleman friend almost proposed to me, Miss Heath.
Again?
Well, one of these times he will.
Where's my dressing gown? Oh, here. What do you want to get married for anyhow? The minute a man knows he's got you... You haven't got him.
Well, all women ain't as smart as you, Miss Heath.
Any flowers this morning?
Roses again. That Mr. Bailey sure is crazy about you.
Yeah, me and his new airplane. Wait till the new models come out on both of us. They're all alike, waiting for you to lead with your chin. Someday somebody's going to invent a faucet that turns on hot and cold at the same time just right.
Ain't they already?
I mean one that works. Is that the door?
Must be Mr. Bailey. I'll answer.
Martha?
Yes, Miss Daisy.
He was due at 11, wasn't he?
Yes, sir.
Well, tell him I'm practically ready.
I'll tell him.
And ask him what's the idea of keeping me waiting. Don't he know there's a war?
Pennsylvania Station, New York City. Boy, oh boy.
And an 8-hour pass. Who said the Army was tough, huh, Bill?
Oh, it's big, all right.
The Army?
Amy's Penn Station. After Texas, I thought nothing looks big to you, cowpunchers.
Oh, New York does. This place, big and noisy. And sort of lonesome-like.
Know what he needs, Mackie?
What?
Plaza 30599.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. El Dorado 5. 9970?
Yeah.
What do you say, Bill?
Huh? He wasn't listening to dope. Bill, Dice is suggesting a bit of feminine society to cheer you up. What am I saying to cheer us all up?
No thanks, Dice.
What's the matter? Ain't our company good enough for your radar pass or something?
Well, it's not that,
Come on, let's get out of this mob.
He's got a date. That it, Bill?
Yeah, that's it, Mackie. I got a date.
Oh. Blonde? Brunette? Redhead?
Well. More chestnut brown, I guess.
You guess? She's the mysterious type, Mackie. Keeps her men guessing.
Okay, Dice, let it alone.
I mean, she... Well, you notice her eyes more than you do the color of her hair.
Oh, something wrong with her eyes, huh?
Stop riding the kid, will you?
Well, who's riding anybody? The kid's 6'2½, a bronco buster. He can take care of himself. Holy smoke, look at them taxi cabs.
Yeah.
Millions of them.
Where are we, anyhow?
33rd and 8th.
Okay, Texas. You go your way, we'll go ours. See you at camp.
Wait a minute. Why not meet right here?
If Texas State leaves him going time.
Got a deal, Bill?
Oh, sure, Mackie. Fine.
33rd and 8th tonight. Have yourself a time now.
I will. I guess I'll probably paint the town red.
Though these troops are officially outpost troops, no expeditionary force, they are the first big contingent of American GIs to land in the European war zone. Northern Ireland received them with a mixture of...
Oh, golly. They are getting close, Mr. Bailey.
Mm.
Don't it make you wish you were closer to the excitement?
Honestly, no. Martha, 20 minutes ago, you told me Miss Heath was practically ready.
Well, that's what she said, Mr. Bailey.
Mm.
Coffee won't be fit to drink.
Martha!
Yes, Miss Daisy?
Why is it? Will somebody tell me why I can never find a cigarette in this place?
You shouldn't smoke before breakfast, Daisy.
Sam.
Morning.
You give me a cigarette. Martha, what's that?
Breakfast, Miss Daisy. Mr. Bailey ordered it sent up.
Throw it out.
Daisy?
Oh, leave the coffee. Is it hot? Leave it anyhow and throw the rest out.
And when the bellhop went and brought it up here just special.
I missed rehearsal again this morning, Sam.
So I see. I'll fix it with McGonagall.
Thanks. Cup of coffee?
To keep you company. Daisy, wouldn't it be simpler all around if I fix it so there wouldn't be any more rehearsals ever?
Oh, it's a little early in the morning for another proposal, Sam. Where did Martha put the sugar?
It's right there. One lump to a cup.
Well, I use three. She knows that.
They only allow one lump now. The war.
Oh, now, really, are they throwing sugar cubes at the Japs? Call that kitchen and tell them I want three lumps with every cup.
Can't be done, darling. One to a cup. It's the law.
Well, then tell him to send up 20 cups. I'll get my sugar if I have to order all the coffee in New York.
You're quite the little lady, aren't you?
Well, if you don't like the way I am, what are you hanging around for?
I don't really know. Maybe we both ought to quit hanging around. What do you think?
It's all right with me. It's all right with you.
Well, no, it isn't all right with me.
I don't know why.
I don't either. Look, when I see McGonagall at the theater, can I tell him you'll make rehearsal this afternoon?
If he needs me.
Oh, he needs you. And I'll send a car around at 8.
What's doing at 8?
A cocktail party at Wilson's.
You needn't bother to send the car. Wilson's is only 10 blocks from the theater. I can walk.
Daisy.
Oh, all right, send the car. I wouldn't walk 10 blocks, and we both know it.
What's the matter with you?
It occurred to me, maybe that's our trouble. We both know too much about each other.
I told you, if you don't like the way I act...
All right, Daisy, I'll see you at 8. And for both our sakes, have yourself a good day, will you?
Chinatown, the Bowery, Grant's Tomb, see the historic, allegoric, meteoric sights of Manhattan. Okay, soldier, what do you say? Take a tour?
Yes, one, please.
One it is, buddy, one it is. What's the matter, soldier? No girl?
No girl.
Oh, okay, climb aboard. Step right up, folks, the number one tour of them all. Chinatown, the Bowery, Grant's Tomb, see the historic, allegoric, meteoric...
This is Times Square, right, mister?
How's that? Oh, right, soldier. Crossroads of the world. That's the recruiting stand over there.
Well, there aren't this many people in the whole state of Texas.
Times Square, Saturday night. You ought to be seeing it with your girl, soldier.
Yeah, guy ought to see a sight like this with his girl, all right. Sure ought to.
Central Park, buddy, a long way from Penn Station.
I know.
You best the subway.
No, thanks. I get lost in subways quicker than a prairie dust storm. I'll walk.
All right, they're your dogs. Well, just keep heading south when you hit 6th Avenue until you get to 33rd.
Thanks.
And you can't miss it, then turn right.
Thanks, officer.
Okay. Oh, stay down 6th Avenue. Good luck. Hey, watch it. That car, look out. What's the big idea? You go into a fire before it starts or something?
Is he hurt, officer?
No thanks to your chauffeur if he ain't.
I'm all right. No worse than being thrown off a horse.
It's my fault, officer. I told Jacques to hurry. I'm late.
Oh, you know. You're later. Soldier, you know how you're going to Penn Station?
Oh, down 6th.
You're going in grand style. In this lady's limousine.
Huh?
Say, what's the idea?
Oh, wait a minute, officer.
Get in. Lady, you've got a passenger on government business. On your way, Jacques. And easy with those tires. You'll get no more till the war's over.
Well, what are you staring at?
You, I guess.
Haven't you ever seen a woman before?
Not one like you, ma'am. Well, I mean, I can't put my finger on it exactly, but you're different. Beautiful, of course.
Okay, soldier.
I guess I'd better introduce myself. I'm Bill Pettigrew. Private Bill Pettigrew. I come from Texas.
Worst thing about this army is that it won't leave people where they belong.
Say!
Don't do that, Texas. I've had a hard day.
You're Daisy Heath, sure, the actress.
There are critics who'll disagree with you there.
I've seen your picture lots of times. Some of the guys at camp have got you pinned up.
Well, Ducky.
Only, I never thought it fit you. And now I've met you, I'm sure it don't.
You never thought what fit me?
Daisy Heath. I don't know, Mary seems better some way. Mary Jones.
Yeah, that's for me, all right. A sweet, simple name.
It's dark in here, Miss Heath. What color's your hair?
My hair? Why, chestnut brown.
I knew it!
What?
And the first thing you notice is your eyes, too, more than the color of your hair.
You feel all right, Texas? You sure you didn't get knocked on your head back there?
I feel fine, wonderful. Yes, sir.
Does your girl down on the Alamo take you in her stride, Texas, or is she bewildered, too?
Oh, I haven't any girl, Miss Heath.
You're a smart boy.
I always figured I'd wait for the best.
Pays, if you can count on living long enough.
And I always thought...
You always thought?
Well, not always, I suppose, but... I thought when I found her, she'd be pretty much like you.
Oh, wait a minute.
And if she wasn't like you, I'd do without, like hot apple pie.
What hot apple pie?
Well, my mother used to make the best hot apple pie you ever tasted. When she died, I couldn't find any as good, so I don't want any.
Texas, if that's a line, it's a new one on me.
Oh, it's not a line, Miss Heath.
Well, we're almost at Penn Station.
We are? Oh, I'm sorry.
You a Dix or Kilmer?
Kilmer.
Thought you boys always hunted this town in packs.
Packs? Oh, Oh, I left my buddies this morning.
Been alone all day?
It's a big town. There was plenty to see.
I hate being alone, especially in a big town. Kilmer, that's the embarkation point, isn't it?
That's right.
Going over soon?
I guess so.
You'll be one of the first.
That's right. Well, 33rd and 8th. That's it. I wish I could say how swell it's been meeting you.
Ah, forget it.
I hope I haven't inconvenienced you.
You have, but it's all right. Meeting your buddies here?
I'm supposed to.
They coming in by parachute?
What?
Or are you expecting an air raid?
Oh, a holdover from Texas, ma'am. I'm looking at the stars.
Stars?
Yeah, look. Millions of them.
Yeah, what do you know?
Well, night.
Night? Oh, Texas!
Yes?
Before you go over, if you ever have to face another day alone, give me a call. Number's Plaza 57598.
Plaza 57598. Ma'am, you're an angel.
Who, me? Oh, no, I'm hot apple pie. Well, let's go, Jacques. I'm 40 minutes late. Mr. Bill will be having fits.
Comes late, she goes early.
Only as far as the terrace. It's such a racket in there.
Here, this will refresh you, and I'll close the door.
Thanks, ma'am.
Wilson won't like you running away from the party.
Then Wilson shouldn't give such noisy parties. Look, Sam.
At what?
The stars. They're bright tonight, aren't they?
My darling, when did you discover stars?
Sam?
Yes?
Did your mother make hot apple pie?
Yes.
Was it good?
All mothers make the best.
Do you eat hot apple pie now?
Yes. Is that any particular bearing on anything?
Sam?
Still here.
Have you ever had to go anyplace, like to war? Would you expect me to wait for you?
Would you expect me to expect you to wait for me?
No, I guess not. Remember what you told me this morning?
What?
Have myself a good day.
Did you?
No, up to an hour ago.
But since?
I gave a soldier a lift to Penn Station, Sam.
And?
I don't know. Something happened. Funny. I discovered the stars.
Yes?
I guess that's all. I guess the rest is just silly.
What's just silly, darling?
Oh, hot apple pie. Oh, let's go inside.
Wait a minute. It's a noisy party.
The noisier, the better. I won't hear myself think. And right now, that'll be a good thing for both of us, Sam.
There is no noise to rival the inner din of a quickened pulse beat. Love can come just like that. It's a trick fate plays on boy and girl. Now, Act Two of the MGM Theater of the Air, starring Margaret Sullivan. A GI waiting to ship overseas. A pampered darling of the Broadway stage. An awkward cowboy disguised in khaki. A glamorous actress bedecked in sables. And yet, this distant twain did meet. Like calls to like, as the poet says, but not always. A coin drops into a telephone. Important coin, important call.
Hello? I wonder if I could speak to Miss Heath. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't mean she's had the doctor or anything like that? Oh, just not feeling so good, huh? Well, would you tell her... I say, would you tell Miss Heath that Bill Pettigrew called? That's right. Private Bill Pettigrew. Oh, look, maybe she'd like a visitor. You know, somebody to sort of cheer. Hello? Hello? Must have figured I was through talking. Oh, miss.
Yeah, I'll help you, soldier.
I want something for a girl who... Something to cheer up a girl, you know?
Well, take your choice. Candy, fruit baskets. Down front in the store, there's cigarettes. 2 packs to a customer. You can probably get them cheaper to PX.
I wonder what a girl that sings in a show would like.
Oh, well, if she's a show girl, it's easy.
Yes?
Get her a mink coat.
I'll have a pound those chocolate creams, please.
Well, they won't spread the same kind of cheer, I'll tell you that.
Wrap the box in ribbons and stuff, will you? And please hurry, I've only got a couple of hours.
Feel any better, Miss Daisy?
No.
Well, there's lots of good sunshine out here. Nice day, nice terrace, nice lounge to lie back on. You ought to feel better.
Well, I don't. Where's Bailey?
I don't know, Miss Daisy. Turn over now, honey. I rubbed the back of your neck.
I spend half my life waiting for that guy. I hope he doesn't come at all.
Well, all I got to say is some young ladies don't know when to well off.
Does he have any respect for me? No. Does he want me to have any respect for him? No.
It seems to me if you don't want to see Mr. Bailey, you don't have to.
I don't mind seeing him. It's just, ow, easy, will you? Just I wish you'd treat me a little different.
How exactly?
Oh, Martha, what's the matter with me lately?
You just got a hangover, that's all.
It's more than that. I don't know. It seems like... Oh, that's him. Let him in.
Now, don't you move now.
Don't worry. I need help to lift my voice.
Just lie there soaking up good sun and fresh morning air. I'll bring Mr. Bailey out here to you.
Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Mr. Bailey. Let me take your hat.
Thank you. Well, how are things this morning? You get yourself that proposal yet?
One of these days I will, Mr. Bailey.
Good girl. Persistence pays if you don't overdo it. Hello, Daisy.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
Awful.
It's a little hard to tell with you at that angle. Turn over so I can see your face.
Why?
That's better. Why? Just habit, I suppose.
You don't really enjoy seeing my face 7 days a week, Sam?
I don't know. It's a nice face.
You're right. I'm just a habit with you, like smoking.
She don't feel so good this morning, Mr. Bailey.
You take me for granted like an old smoking jacket. Answer that, will you?
I'm going to Miss Daisy. I ain't got wings.
Daisy, are you trying to tell me tactfully that I've become a habit with you?
No. Yes. I suppose you have. Oh, I don't know, Sam. I just don't know anything.
Daisy?
What is it?
There's a Bill Pettigrew in the lobby.
Never heard of him.
He called this morning. I told you. Private Bill Pettigrew.
Oh, your soldier who pointed out the star.
Yeah, maybe it is. I think that was his name.
Tell him to come up, Martha. I've always wanted to see what kind of a man you really liked.
What does that mean, exactly?
You did like him.
A dumb country rube.
He has your number.
What?
Your phone number, darling.
Oh,
he called you, Martha said. You liked him well enough to give him that.
What if I did?
Nothing.
It's a dumb country rube.
Daisy, I don't care if you did.
Then why did you ask him to come up?
Why not?
Oh, hand me that mirror.
You look beautiful enough.
Why, Sir Bailey.
What's the matter?
A compliment? From you to me?
It's not a compliment, particularly. You are beautiful. You know it.
Oh, a statement of fact, then.
That's right.
No compliment.
Daisy, just for one morning, let's not get into it.
Step back, will you? You're cutting out the light.
Right through here. She's on the terrace.
Thanks. Hello. Came as soon as I could when I heard you were sick.
Well, that was nice. Oh, this is Mr. Bailey. He's my business manager.
Glad to know you, sir.
Any friend of Daisy's is a friend of mine, as we say. So, you're Bill Pettigrew.
Yeah, don't stand up, you two. You make me nervous. Oh, is that for me?
Oh, yes. I clean forgot about giving it to you. Chocolate creams.
That was sweet of you. Sam, some candy?
No, thanks. It's wrapped too pretty. Well, you two will spare me for a while, I'm sure. I've got to catch up on my reading.
Now, we'll get along as well as we can without you.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you. Martha.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bailey. Some wrong.
I don't want Miss Heath coming in here while I'm on the phone. I'm rigging a little surprise for her. Now, see that the army keeps her occupied like a good girl.
Another surprise. You always fixing up something for that girl.
Hello, Mac. Bailey. Now, Mac, about that idea of yours to take the show out to Kilmer to entertain the boys. Yes, I know I said that, but I've changed my mind. Mac, did you ever hear that familiarity breeds contempt? Yes, well, sometimes it breeds disillusionment, too. Never mind. Just make the arrangements. Call me back here at Miss Heath's when you've worked out a convenient date.
Say, look at the time. I've got to be going.
Well, it was sweet of you to come up, Bill.
I've sort of talked an ear off you, I guess.
You have not? Look, both still in place.
Well, it's just so doggone good to talk to somebody who... You feel better now, ma'am?
Yeah, I think I do. Yes.
I'll just take your pulse once again. Down home, I used to take care of the horses and some of the other cowboys, too. Hey, it's still a bit irregular.
But better than when you came.
I don't
sure
know.
Sure it is. My pulse is always irregular. Doctors gave up on me long ago. Have you found yourself a girl yet, soldier, or are you still waiting for the best?
I've already found the best.
I never noticed that before.
Ma'am?
On your wrist there, what's that, a bracelet on you, Texas?
That's my identification tag.
Don't they know who you are?
Well, it's in case.
Oh. You won't need it, Bill.
Well, I don't worry about it.
You'll be shipping out soon.
That's right.
Frightened?
Not as frightened as I'd be if I didn't have you to think about.
That's very nice, Bill. Thank you.
Well, like I said, better be going. You take care of yourself now.
I always do.
I hope you get better soon. So long.
So long, Bill. Thanks again for coming up and for the candy.
The 14th? That's a week from Saturday? Yes, fine, Mac, fine. Work out the details then. See you later. Well, wound up the social graces, Pettigrew?
Sir?
How is she?
Pretty tired, Mr. Bailey. We'd better go and let her get some rest.
As perhaps we had. Can I drop you any place?
Oh, no, thanks.
You're rather fond of Daisy, aren't you? Huh? Don't misunderstand my asking. I'm an old friend of the family. More or less look after Daisy, you know?
I'm crazy about her.
She kind of likes you, too, doesn't she?
She doesn't know I'm alive.
Oh, here we are. The elevator's waiting. You kind of wish she would, though, right?
What?
No, you're alive.
Any guy would, I guess. Having a girl like that wait for you. Any guy would. Smoke?
Thanks. Well, I'm not sure I know how to go about rolling one of these.
Oh, simple. You see, like this.
Well, now, that's something good to know.
Hey, you better stop here. It's hard to do outside. Wind.
Daisy was telling me something about the last time she saw you.
You got too much tobacco there.
Oh, so that's the trick. No, not quite.
It's better if you roll out, I think.
Roll out, yes. Daisy was saying something...
Don't get it too wet. It won't stick.
Well, naturally not. How's that?
Well, first time you did it?
Since I was a kid and rolled corn silk.
You did all right, Mr. Bailey.
Sure I can't give you a lift, Bill?
Oh, I feel like walking. Thanks just the same, Mr. Bailey.
Bill, did your mother by any chance bake apple pie?
Yeah, the best hot... Did she tell you about that?
Indirectly. You know, maybe you're wrong.
About what?
Daisy. Maybe she likes you better than we think. Well, see you a week from Saturday.
Okay. So long, Mr. Bailey. Well, hey.
Yes?
Well, what's doing a week from Saturday?
Not too much, I hope. Though at this point, I wouldn't bet on anything.
Another more show to do, and you got to have a voice the same. Now, come on, get out of here.
Miss Heath, you were wonderful.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Have you seen Mr. Bailey anywhere?
Oh, he's out front. You can see him from the wings. Look, let's get out of here, okay?
Oh, no, I can't. I've got to wait for Mr. Bailey. He'll want to leave right after the show.
Well, there's 10 rounds of boxing yet and a ventriloquist.
Don't you want to see that?
Well, not if I can see you. Oh, Bailey's happy. Look out there. He's not budging.
All right. Come on.
They are saying it's this week.
What's this week?
Mackie Dice arrest. We ship out.
Oh? So soon?
Probably just talk.
You want to be careful, Bill. Those Highland lasses, they're dangerous.
I don't care about the Highland lasses.
Still the hot apple pie.
Yeah.
Still not so scared?
I don't know. I guess dying's like being in love. It's hard to imagine until it's right on top of you.
You've got everything doped out, haven't you, Bill? A regular philosophy, all tabbed and adding up to something. I wish I knew how you do it, how you're so sure of what you want.
Maybe because I don't want very much.
You want a lot. All the swell things, the things you believe are swell. I guess that's what you've got I haven't, things to believe in.
For instance?
Being in love, living, dying, things like that.
Well, sure. Don't you believe in those things?
I believe in eating the best I can and wearing clothes that feel good. Love. Mm-mm, there you're leading with your chin any way you figure.
That's not true.
No. Bill, what would happen to you if you found out something you really believed in wasn't so? Wasn't what you thought at all?
It couldn't happen.
Oh, Bill, look.
Yeah?
Look, I... No, Mr. Bailey's waiting for me. We've got to get back.
You know, since I sort of showed you around camp, I wonder if... Well, I've got tomorrow off. If you'd like to show me the sights of the city.
Yeah, but it's so nice, it's hard to refuse. What time?
How about 8:30?
That's a little late for me.
Well, we don't have breakfast till 7:30.
Oh, in the morning, 8:30. All right, Bill, you got yourself a day. Starting tomorrow morning at 8:30 sharp.
It's pretty steep. Think you can take it?
Oh, me? I'm the original daredevil getting in the roller coaster. Go on, baby. Take it. Bill, you're a sharpshooter.
Sure. Hunted coyotes since I was 8.
Oh, let me know.
All right.
Stand back, everybody. Look out. Ready? Aim.
There's something wrong with these baseballs. They're not balanced.
Oh, your aim's all right, of course.
Best pitcher Cactus Grove ever had. Well, here goes again. I'm gonna win that statue for you if it takes all day.
Hello, darling. Am I late?
Yes, you're late.
Oh, I'm sorry. Help me with this stuff. It's spilling. Ah, there. Popcorn, peanuts, 2 chances on a war bond.
No, thanks.
I'll set the statue here. Look, Sam, the goddess of liberty. Did you ever know she was a goddess? I didn't. Bill told me.
That how you spent the day? With Bill?
Oh, Sam, he's a wonderful guy. He won the statue just because I said I'd like it.
You better get dressed. We'll have to eat after the show.
All right, give me 5 minutes. Where's Martha?
You gave her the day off.
Oh, yes. Sam, have you ever tasted Cracker Jack?
Yes.
Don't you like it?
No.
Bet you've never even been to Coney Island.
Yes, I have.
Did you shoot at the ducks?
I imagine I did.
Bill hit 10 ducks, 3 pipes, and rang the bell. What was that? Sam, what happened? It sounded like... Oh.
The goddess did a nosedive.
Oh, it took Bill 20 baseballs to win that. What happened?
I knocked it off the table.
You... Sam, you broke it on purpose.
Yes.
But why? I wanted that.
That's what I wanted to find out.
I don't get it. What's in the package?
Nothing as valuable as a plaster of Paris statue.
Sam, a whole carton of sugar cubes. Oh, how did you ever manage... Hey, what is this anyway? You bring me sugar cubes, now you act like this. And all the way home I've been thinking how I wanted to tell you about the fun I'd
had.
That
kid's in love with you.
Bill knows how I feel about him, as if... Well, as if I were his mother.
His mother? Stargazing, he brings you candy, takes your pulse, wins trophies for you like some... You've got your chin out, Daisy, way out.
All right, maybe I have. What of it?
You don't love him.
Why all of a sudden is it so important to you?
It's always been important to me. All right, let him fall in love with you. Let him ask you to marry him. Go ahead.
Sam, you're jealous.
Yes.
Oh, darling. Do you know how long it's been since...
Well, golly, Sam, you haven't... We haven't been like this since... Come here to me.
Daisy, I...
Sam, don't you see? You needn't be jealous of Bill or anyone ever.
What's the verdict, Texas?
All leaves canceled. No passes issued.
You told the CO it was important, Bill?
Sure, I did.
Roll call at 8, no special passes. We're shipping out tonight.
I've got to see Daisy.
Well, look, you can't see...
If I can't do it on a pass, I'll do it without.
Texas. Hey!
Shut up, Dice.
He said you're not in that supply truck, Mackie. He's going AWOL.
So he's going AWOL. He's gone away for a long time, too, and he wants to see Daisy. You heard him.
But if they get wise...
We see to it they don't, if that's possible. Come on, let's start packing.
One thing sure about those letters AWOL, they spell trouble. We will see in a moment just what kind of trouble. Now, Act 3 of the MGM Theater of the Air, starring Margaret Sullivan in Shopworn Angel. It's a funny thing. Sometimes the sun can shine and you don't notice it. The subway speeds across town and seems to creep like a snail. A uniformed doorman can scowl. A desk clerk give a sharp reprimand. An elevator boy can look superior, but they don't exist. That is, if you're in the state of Bill Pettigrew, who's gone AWOL and now finds himself by some devious route in the carpeted hall, hat in hand, ringing the bell of Daisy Heath's apartment.
Yes? Oh, it's you.
I've got to see Miss Heath.
Well, she ain't here.
Wait a minute. When will she be back?
Not till after the show.
But maybe if you could tell me where I could find her now.
Well, she's somewhere in Connecticut with Mr. Bailey.
Connecticut?
I'm sorry, soldier, but I got a date with my gentleman friend. An afternoon date. And that means he's getting serious, and I can't stand here talking about...
You see, we just got our orders. We're shipping out tonight. I won't get a chance to see Daisy. Miss Heath again.
Say.
What?
This is Wednesday, ain't it?
Yeah.
Miss Heath's got a matinee today.
Oh, thanks.
You go around the theater. She'll show up there if she shows up. Wait till you see them two this morning and you doubt.
Oh, I haven't eaten so much in years, Sam.
You haven't looked so beautiful.
Oh, I felt so happy. Oh, darling.
Mm.
I do have to get back to the matinee.
Oh, not yet. We'll go in a few minutes. So you like the old family farm, eh?
I love it.
Needs fixing up. Haven't taken much interest in it these past few years. Well, a coat of paint will do wonders. We'll get some horses, too. Whitewash the stable.
Oh, Sam, I never knew you smoked a pipe.
Oh, like it?
Mm-hmm. I'll bet there's lots of you that goes with it that I've never known, too.
Bailey in love. Bailey off guard.
Bailey pretty all-round swell. Oh, Sam.
Yes.
If I ever love you so much, it gets silly or embarrassing. You'll tell me, won't you?
I'll be lying if I do. Daisy, what about Bill?
What about him?
You won't see him again, will you?
I don't see how. But if I do, Sam...
It's the off-guard Bailey again. My chin's out, darling. And I am, too, out in the open. In love and jealous and everything that goes with it.
I'm glad that put you right in my class. And I won't see him again, Sam. No, I've got to get back.
Oh, now there's plenty of time.
Oh, Mr. Bailey, don't you see I'm a new woman? All rehearsals and performances. Never absent, never late Heath, they call her. Oh, Sam.
Oh, Daisy.
Here's me in love with you all the way. For keeps. Remember that, darling? For keeps. Goodbye, darling. Stay like you are, at least till 7 o'clock tonight, won't you?
I'm stuck with it now, Daisy.
Miss Heath, Daisy.
Oh, Bill.
Daisy, I've got to see you.
Make it tomorrow, will you, Bill? I got a matinee and I'm kind of late. Hello, Mac.
Afternoon, Miss Heath.
Daisy, I can't make it tomorrow. Tomorrow's no good, Daisy.
I'm afraid you'll have to.
I can't. I leave tonight.
You leave?
Ready,
Frank. You're leaving?
Tonight. I've been waiting hours to see you, Daisy. I went AWOL just to say goodbye to you.
Now, what did you go and do that for?
Miss Heath, curtain.
Yes, all right. Bill, you'll get yourself in trouble.
Oh, they can't do much to me. And it'll be worth it. You see, you're the only one I felt I... Well, I didn't have anyone else to say goodbye to.
Please, Miss Heath.
Yes, Mac, all right. It's sweet of you, Bill, but you know the old saying, the show must go on.
Well, there's so much we haven't talked about. And this seemed like the last chance.
But, Bill, I tell you what. The day you come back, we'll spend a week at Coney Island together. We'll go every day. All right, Bill?
Sure.
We'll shoot the chutes and bump the bumps and shoot ducks and pipes and... I won't be long, Bill, once they get guys like you in this war.
I guess I better get back to camp now.
Bill?
Miss Heath, you're practically
I'll
on!
I'll be ready. Wait a minute, Bill. Look at it this way. You're one of the first to go. You'll be one of the first to come back.
Yeah, it's all right, Daisy. I'm...
You can see, can't you? You can see that...
Sure. I better be getting back.
Please, Miss Heath, you are late.
No, Bill, wait. I'm going AWOL with you.
Daisy.
Yeah, but one promise. We won't talk about the war, and we won't talk about us. All right, let's get out of here.
Hungry?
Uh-uh.
This park bench all right?
It's good to sit down. We walk and walk.
You ought to be hungry. It's past supper time. Ah, no stars tonight.
What? Oh, I hadn't noticed.
Looks like rain. Wind's been shifting. Daisy, I'm in love with you.
Bill?
I know. We haven't talked about us all afternoon. I guess we probably talked about everything else in the world, though. And now I had to say it, Daisy. I love you. You're sorry I said it, aren't you?
Why should I be sorry, Bill?
Because you figure it was your fault for being so nice to me. Because you're the kind of person you are.
Oh, Bill. You remember what you told me once about waiting for the best? You haven't found it, Bill.
I found what I want. You, Daisy. Please don't be sorry I said that.
Can't be sorry about something you asked for. It's late. I got to be getting home.
Daisy, listen. There's a little chapel out by the camp. We could be married there tonight.
Bill, you're crazy. We couldn't. You have to wait days, 3 days or something.
They waived that. I checked into it, will you, Daisy?
No, Bill.
If I could go away knowing you were my wife,
Bill,
Daisy.
Bill, don't. You've got to give me time to think.
There isn't time to think.
Yeah, I guess I don't have to think, really. Bill, I'll have to stop at my apartment to change. Is it a long way out to the little chapel? I won't be long, Bill. I just... Sam?
Good evening.
Hello, Mr. Bailey.
Hello, Bill.
I'm glad to see you again.
Are you? I didn't expect to see you again. Here.
Sam,
Mr. Bailey, there's something I've got to tell you.
We can take turns. You go first.
Wait a minute, Bill.
Daisy, I've asked her to marry me, Mr. Bailey.
Oh?
I'd have spoken to you about it first, only I'm going away tonight.
Why speak to me about it? What does Daisy say?
She said yes, Sam.
Do you mind, Mr. Bailey? She means an awful lot to me.
Yes, I do mind.
Sam! Bill, do you mind if I speak to Mr. Bailey alone for a minute?
Well, of course not.
Sam, please. Let's go out onto the terrace. I'm sorry about tonight. I didn't forget 7 o'clock. It was just that Sam, say something.
What do you want me to say? Good luck, Bill. She's a fine woman, and I should know because she was in love with me a couple of hours ago.
Go ahead. Give me the rest of it.
Well, maybe you want me to tell you not to let it bother you. It was a nice way to spend a dull morning, and it didn't mean anything to me either.
That wouldn't be true.
No, it wouldn't. Not about me. I fell for every minute of it. I ate it up. And I'm in love with you.
And I'm in love with you, Sam.
And you want to marry Bill. I know, so you can be a mother to him.
Sam, will you listen to me? Will you try to understand what I'm going to say?
Daisy, I don't see what
you... Will you, Sam?
All right, I'm listening.
We've known each other for a long time, you and I. And we've always been in love, only we'd forgotten it. We forgot what being in love was like. Maybe we never knew. Maybe there wasn't any way for us to know. Then Bill came along.
All right.
What we've got now, and we do love each other now, Sam. What we found this morning, we really stole from that kid.
All right, we owe it all to Bill. But we're in love now, and I want you to marry
me. You said you'd listen to me, Sam. He's leaving tonight in a couple of hours. He wants me to marry him before he goes. He wants to go to war knowing I'm his wife. Are you listening to me, Sam?
Yes.
Well, you see, to Bill, I'm... Well, don't laugh at me, Sam, when I tell you this. To Bill, I'm a dream that's come true. That's what he wants to take with him. Not me, not Daisy Heath to live with and make love to. But a dream, Sam. A dream that began a long time ago somewhere in Texas and might end somewhere in Europe.
And if it doesn't end, when he comes back?
When he comes back, I can tell him about the real Daisy Heath. He can take it then. Oh, don't you see? It's a loan, Sam. We'll be loaning him all the happiness he'll ever want.
And suppose he was told about the real Daisy Heath right now. Would he want to marry her?
I think he'd want to die, Sam.
But I want to marry her. I'm sorry, but I can't think of anything else.
Could you tell him, Sam?
Yes.
No, you couldn't.
You don't know how much I love you.
No, Sam, you can't. Wait.
Bill.
Yes?
Bill, I'm sorry, but
I know what you're going to say, Mr. Bailey.
We haven't time to hear what he's going to say, Bill. I'll just go get my coat.
Daisy, wait a minute. I have been thinking while you were out there. I guess I thought about the same thing you probably told her, Mr. Bailey.
You did.
You see, I'm not really what you think I am, Daisy. Right now, I'm a big hero in a uniform. There's a war. But someday, there won't be any war. And you'll be married to Cowboy Daisy. That's no good.
Bill.
I guess both of us got kind of carried away. I've never known anyone like you, and in a way I figured you were kind of lonely when I came along. You see what I mean, Mr. Bailey?
You see what he means, Sam?
Bill.
Do you, Sam?
Bill, you've got it all wrong. She'll be married to more than a cowboy. A lot more. I think she'd better grab you right away.
Sam.
Get your coat, Daisy. We haven't much time.
Are you coming along?
Sure he is.
Why not? Somebody has to give the bride away.
I pronounce that they are man and wife. The Lord mercifully with his favor look upon you and fill you with all spiritual benedictions and grace, that ye may so live together in this life, that in the world to come you may have life everlasting. Amen.
Daisy.
Happy, Bill?
Oh, happy? Yeah.
Congratulations, Bill.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Daisy?
Thanks, Sam.
Well, I guess I better be going.
Bill?
Hey, look, no tears, huh?
Yeah. No tears.
Bye, Daisy.
Take care of yourself, Bill.
Don't worry about me. And I'll write you every day. Rain or shine.
Now, rain or shine. Bye. Good luck, soldier.
I hope you can read this. These London air raid shelters aren't lighted so well. Daisy, I know what it's all about now, and I'm not scared. Nobody but you would understand. But because I have you, because I love you, I'll never be scared of anything except not coming back to you. I'll close for now. Your loving husband. Normandy, St. Lo. It all seems a long time ago. We're moving fast now, Daisy. We'll be in Paris soon. Me in Paris. I should say, me with you in Paris. because you're right beside me every minute. You know what I mean when I say that. A bit cramped in this foxhole. In a near place called Bastonia. It's cold. We're pretty tired. We're holding a sort of bulge. And it's almost Christmas. Merry Christmas, Daisy. It'll be the best Christmas I ever had. The happiest. Because it won't be long till I see you again. It can't be long.
Happy New Year.
Sam, Happy New Year. Come on in.
Oh, another letter from Bill?
Yep.
Every night, Daisy has a letter to read in her dressing room.
And if I miss a night, two letters today.
How is he?
The happiest soldier in the whole war.
5 minutes, Miss Heath.
Oh, thank you. Sam, you shouldn't come here every night.
Where else would I go?
Well, there are other nightclubs.
I like this nightclub better than any other. I like to sit and look at you and love you.
It's nice to know you're here, Sam.
Will you have supper with me after the show?
Oh, no, Sam. Don't keep asking me.
It's all right to ask, as long as you keep saying no.
About ready, Miss Heath.
Okay.
Well, I'll get out front.
Thanks for coming back.
It's nice to know about the kid being so happy, isn't it?
Isn't it? Oh, listen.
A year ended.
Another beginning, Sam.
Yes.
Well, special delivery letter for you, Miss Heath.
A special?
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Mr. Bailey. They're waiting for you, Miss Heath.
Sam.
Yes?
From the War Department.
Open it, Daisy.
No.
Steady, darling. Here. Daisy.
Sam, it's identification tag.
Yes.
No, no, Sam. No, it can't be.
There's a letter besides the official. It's from him, Daisy.
We're near a place called Bastogne. It's almost Christmas. The best Christmas I ever had. Because it won't be long now. It won't...
Miss Heath, please!
I'll put this away with the others.
Sam, I...
You were going to lend him happiness, remember?
Yeah.
It turned out to be for keeps.
Miss Heath!
All right, Daisy?
Yeah.
Miss Heath, you're on! You're on, Miss Heath!
I'm coming. Sam, how do I look?
Beautiful. Darling, how could you look anything else?
Margaret Sullivan will be back in just a moment. Miss Sullivan, or rather Margaret, or even Maggie, whichever you prefer.
Maggie.
At the end of these programs, we usually have a little interview. It's sort of a dessert for the audience.
Just dessert, maybe.
No, that little pun was a form of nervous modesty. You have no idea how good you were tonight, just as good as you were in the picture.
Why, thank you, Howard. I never thought the play would come over on the radio. Being essentially a moving picture, I thought it had to be seen.
Well, somehow your voice quickens the imagination. It's a very special voice, you know. It heightens the drama even more than seeing.
Oh, you think it best for me to be heard and not seen.
No, I didn't say that. On the contrary, you're a stunning little object of feminine art. I've never failed to like you, and who of us will ever forget your performances in Voice of the Turtle, Stage Door, or the movies Shop Around the Corner and Mortal Storm?
Well, thank you, Howard, and good luck with the MGM Theater of the Air. Seems like a fine idea.
So far, the audiences have been a great success. Thank you, Maggie, and good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Shop Worn Angel was presented by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor picture, That Foresight Woman, starring Errol Flynn, Greer Garson, Walter Pidgeon, and Robert Young. Will Hare was heard as Bill Pettigrew, and Carl Weber as Sam Bailey. Original music composed and conducted by Joel Herron. The program was directed by Marks B. Loeb and produced by Raymond Katz.